Alberto Buem, you're from Italy. You're in your second year of Interface Culture. You're presenting here an interactive audio installation. As we've talked before, you don't usually make audio installations. This is your first piece in that way.
Yes, I'm interested in developing this kind of interactive environment for create some experience for the people, something that exists only when you are interactive with this environment, with this, in this case, with this place, because I'm not interested to make some kind of object or artifact or something like that. I'm more interested in develop something that exists only when you are using or experience it, and you create your experience and modulate this. And I think that sound, in this case, it's a very good media, but also is an underestimated media, especially in interactive artwork, because normally they use more visual feedback than auditory feedback. And especially in the case of my installation is about interactive and real-time sound synthesis according to your movement and your presence in space. And I think that normally people are not like trained, or they don't experience this stuff in art galleries or exhibition. I think there is something that we have to explore more.
So you created here a closed environment. There is a sensor, and there's four boxes. When we move within those four boxes, which are set up like a square, here it's not very loud, so it's not too intrusive. So what is happening now? I've moved around this space, and from four different boxes, I hear a kind of sound which could sound like a voice.
Yes, because I have think to connect this idea of body and human body interaction with the system, with the idea of poetry that normally is a kind of oral expression, and try to combine these things, and you have to act like a kind of big mouth and kind of modulate and recreate your sound poem starting from another pre-existed poem.
The first idea I get is like, well, this could be used for performers, you know, dancers. They can modulate through their movement, so it creates sound and image at the same time. Is it made for this?
No, because I know that these systems are used for a lot of years in performing arts, but normally you see and you hear the result when you are in the part of the audience. I'm interested to give these things to the people, and because it's very different to try by yourself and to experience, because I think that is the same thing to I make every time this question. It's possible to enjoy a video game watching someone playing it, or you have to play. And I think sometimes it's good to give to the people the possibility to try this stuff and create with their own possibility and their own behavior and experience this kind of system and create something that it's really personal.
The sensor is a video sensor that recognizes a figure, but it's only programmed for one person.
Yes.
So it's a one-person experience. That is a very conscious thing you wanted.
Yes, I'm very interested in this kind of relation with the people, with the space, and I think that it's much useful to make something for one person, because you can use this system in their whole possibility. Because things for more people require like that, you need the people, you need the people make something, and you have to combine these things. But maybe for one person is more like reactive, and you can understand and express well and better.
Do you want to demonstrate?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Go on then. You've done this many times before, huh?
Yes.
Yes. You have your favorite moves then?
Yes, but it's depend because it's a system that variate a lot according to different users. I have decided also to make these different setups for get a different possibility to the people to experience also different kind of sound environment and possibility that they are different from the last and the previous one.
You said there's 20 setups that yes. chooses.
Yes, that they are based basically on 20 different poems from different languages and ages for also create this kind of 2 year also a recording from the 1920s and one more contemporary, one in English language, one in Portuguese and also in Italian. And because in this piece I have used a lot of samples from contemporary Italian poets that
we can hear somebody moving around
yes.
now
that they are very interested to connect poetry with performance and not with books and printed poems, but to came back to the origins of poetry, that it's like something that you have to say, to speak, to perform. And when I have talked with them for about this project, they were like very happy and they say, take whatever you want and use everything, because for us it's what we want. And it's interesting that you sort of came back to the past, to the origins, with this new interactive and digital media.
Mm-hmm. So it's very interactive at the moment, people moving in, and now it's free. Do you want to do your favorite moves?
Yes. I was planning on a poetry of William Burroughs. I was lucky because one of my favorite writers and also voices, and I feel very better and very like happy to interact with this voice and his poem. And my favorite position and movement in this installation is to try to become like stable and not move, because you're different. And little movement that you don't think about this, but every time your body try to find its balance, produce a lot of sound that I think that it's good to find this kind of drone, like this kind of very fixed and repetitive and long note, but that you can make forever if you want to stay in this place.
It looked like you weren't moving very much in the center, and just your arm a bit and your body slightly forward and backward, and so you modulated the voice with it.
Yes, and especially it works better with like very slow movements. Well, it works also with fast movement, but with slow movement you can feel really well the different modulation and synthesis. And I think that if you catch the moment, you are able to express yourself, find your sound, and to create your, I don't know, resonance in space.
That was Alberto Boehm with Poetry in Form of Movement. Come on, man.